This is say again.
What the hell is land sharking?
So land sharking is when, so you got sharks and they roll through the water, right? You know, they look menacing. They're badass. They, you know, go back and forth and shit like that. So land sharking is when you get a bunch of your buddies in your cars or your Jeeps or your bikes, and you're just all rolling around together, man, being menacing, got your badass rigs together. And yesterday I worked with a guy named Jeff, and he knew my brother before I started at Kenworth, because Jeff had a Jeep and then wanted to swap his axles out on his Jeep. So he sold the axles from under his Jeep, gave them to my, or sold them to my brother to buy bigger axles. So then they were friends. And then I started at Kenworth, Jeff and I became friends. And so there was Jeff, Tomas, Gus and his Tahoe, a guy named Ben and his Jeep, and then Mike and his Jeep. So there was five of us out there in the hills up behind the dump doing, I guess, what they call the dump run. And that's the videos I was sending you yesterday. Is it's pretty, I mean, it's a pretty gnarly trail. And my brother's Jeep sits on 37s and was the smallest one out there. Jesus. So he was like, now I need to get bigger axles so I can get bigger tires. And it just, now I got to pay my truck off so that way I can go buy something and start building something. So
sounds expensive.
Oh, it is. But
I thought you were going to get a van, Alex.
Dude, I'm going to get a van and I'm going to go sleep down by the river.
With 37s on
with thir- it. With fucking 40s on it. Because all of them are running, like Jeff, for instance, he has a Jeep, but it sits on Ford F-250 axles. So they're massive. And he's, like I said, he rolls around on 40s. And it's a pretty badass Jeep. And so that's what we were doing yesterday after work, was after I belittled a customer. Went out there and did that. So, yeah, I guess that's a good segue into, we're all in the customer service realm. You know, me and Andy, I think more so than Luke, but Luke does deal with customers pretty often. And have you guys ever, like, gone off about a customer and not know that they were right there?
Probably at least once. Maybe, like, the phone was live and I had said something. I don't know if I went off, but I probably have, like, fuck this guy. He's like, oh, the phone's live. Oh, shit, or something. You know, but never, like, gone off or anything. Nothing comes to my head.
Okay, Luke?
Me personally, no, but I've been there when, a coworker did that. That same thing with the phone. Like, they called the company phone for us to go up there and help him, and he thought he hung up, and he's like, he called him something. And then we got up there and he was like just staring at us. And I was like, oh God, Blake, he fucking heard you, man. He heard you. But nothing face to face, though, I don't think. It's always after they leave, then that's when the bitching starts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's been, I'm going to preface this.
Preface.
It's been a long, what?
Preface.
I don't know. Whatever the fucking word is. It's been a long week, right? My other counter guy that works with me broke his arm, so he's been out. So I'm having to cover like three different areas and do this all, go in early, stay late, all that stuff. And so Friday came, and I just wanted, like, as soon as 5 o'clock hit, I wanted to be gone, man. I wanted everything shut down so I could lock the doors up and leave. And this one guy comes in. He's a very nice guy. I'm not going to say his name or his company on here, but super nice guy. Very, like, kind of religious, I can tell, because of how he talks. He doesn't cuss, like, always said, oh, Lord willing, and this and that, and he'll do that stuff. So, but he's one of those, I don't know if you have any of these customers, Andy, that you can kind of reflect on, but he'll come in, and for instance, yesterday he came in at 3:45, and he didn't leave until 5:15, 5:20.
Oh, yes.
So, over an hour and a half, and it was, hey, you know, I got, this is my van, I need the outside door handle. Okay, pretty easy. So then I'll start looking for that. And then he'll start a conversation about whatever nonsense. And then as soon as I find the part, I'll give him the part number. Either we have it or we don't. And then, oh, okay, well, I also need this. And then he'll start another conversation as I'm looking for that part. And he'll do that for an hour and a half. and then just want to talk and talk and talk. And like I said, he's a nice enough guy that I'm not super upset about it. But when it's Friday, it's 4:50. Like, I got people, I got three mechanics right here that I still have to get parts for. I got two customers behind you, and I'm the only one up here. And I got a phone call on hold for 20 minutes now. It's like, I need you to get the fuck out of my way. So then I get him squared away after the hour and a half that he spent with me and deal with the other customers. And he had some batteries to pick up. So he went around back, picked up his batteries, and I thought that he had picked up his batteries and left. So as soon as I got done with all the customers, Caitlin, the warehouse girl, was there. And I just started like, holy shit, man. Like, you're a nice guy, but I just need you to fuck off sometimes, man. Like, I'm trying to do my job and this and that, and I'm going off. And she goes, oh, yeah, by the way, he wanted to know if you still wanted to go out there and look at that truck that's in the back. And I'm just like, fuck, no, I don't. I don't want to go back there. She goes, you want me to just tell him that you're busy? I go, yeah, just please tell him that I'm busy. That, you know, we'll have to do this another time. It's already past closing, this and that. And she gets up and turns around, and he's still standing in the fucking warehouse. And the doors are open, and he's staring at us. And she walks back there, and she, like, walks about the back door. She comes up, and she's like, he heard everything.
Wow.
And I was like, no, he did not. And she goes, he definitely did. So then I go, does he still want me to go back there? She goes, yeah, he does. Oh. So I'm just like, God damn it. So then I got to, like, pretty much fucking bottle my pride, put it aside for a second.
Pretend you didn't fucking just talk all this shit.
Yeah, go out there. And he's just – and if he was one of those customers that was kind of an asshole, or, like, I went out there after this and he was like, I pay money. You're a piece of shit. This, I'm calling your manager. I would have been all right with it. You know, I would have been – I wouldn't have felt as bad. But he was just, like, sitting on his truck – on the tailgate with his hands in his lap, kind of just like looking down as I walked out, like a fucking, like I just kicked his goddamn dog.
Oh my God.
And I just go, Hey sir, you know, I'm sorry for all that in there. I go, it's just been a really long week. And you know, I'm just trying to cover everybody else's stuff. And you know, it's just one of them days, man. I go, I really do apologize for all that. Well, it's, you know, it's then he doesn't really say much. He just kind of mumbles. So I'm just like, yeah, go ahead and show me what you're talking about on this truck. So then we got to the truck and we start talking about the truck, and you know, I'm explaining to him why that truck's back there, this and that. And it finally, he starts to perk up a little bit after like 5 minutes. And then I got to go back in and talk to him for another fucking 15 minutes. So I don't feel like an absolute dickhead. And then he leaves finally, and I make sure he's gone. I'm just like, I feel like such a piece of shit, dude. I felt so bad because, like I said, he's a super nice guy, and I just talked mad shit on him because I was having a bad day.
Wow.
So that was a and then I sat in the Atwell's parking lot and drank a PBR. So it was a day.
Does he have his own company?
Is it? Yeah, like, he has a it's just a transport company, I guess. He's hauled cars in the past. He hauls like dry vans, stuff like that. And right now he has like three, and that's the other irritating thing. He has three trucks and they're all like 96, 97, and a 99. So they're all older trucks and the parts for that aren't readily available anymore, or very much so anymore. So, and they're harder to find in the system. So he just like sitting there for an hour and a half, and he just has these weird I need this bolt that goes into here and it holds in this. I don't really know the name of it. And he's trying to do all this customization to his trucks, and we don't do customization. So it's just, like I said, he owns his own company, and he comes in every once in a blue moon, like once every couple weeks. And I doubt that's going to be happening anymore.
Yeah.
Who's your guys' competitor?
Well, so we have Peterbilt, obviously, and then Smith Detroit is another one of ours, but Smith isn't really a competitor because they deal in Detroit engines and Freightliners and whatnot. Not many people have those anymore, or around here anymore. Mm. So Peterbilt's like our biggest competitor here. So,
guess who's going to Peterbilt now?
Fuck. Yeah, no shit. But so Luke, why'd you have to go into Western today? I thought you were at Pendleton.
I am going to be at Pendleton later.
So why are you at Western?
we're moving. They're building a new warehouse, and so we have to move again from where we were. So not to get too logistical about it, but yeah, the whole department's moving to the back of the fucking lot. So, and they like, the problem is they don't tell us until the last minute. The people that are in charge of kind of the construction that are overseeing it, like every step of the way, it's always like, it's not, you know, here's a couple weeks in advance. This is what we're thinking. It's like, this is our general plan. And these are kind of the general deadlines, but we, you know, they'll probably be pushed back. And then it's like the day of, or the weekend before, or Friday, they're like, hey, you guys need to be out of this spot by Monday. So me and my boss, Curtis, was with me this morning. And so we had to move all that. And it's still not necessarily done. But I was like, I got other plans, man. I got obligations. I got people calling me pieces of shit.
Damn
For being a company man.
Not for that company.
Yeah. And then we got Andy over here just grilling on a Friday.
Oh, I was so mad.
Yeah, that's every day, bro. That's been every day since it's been like really warm. We just don't go out to lunch. We just get shit from the store and grill it on the grill.
It's a damn shame.
I shotgunned an IPA yesterday. That's so fucking disgusting.
Yeah, it sounds like a terrible idea.
Ugh.
Yeah, that sounds, yeah. And you don't even like IPAs.
I don't even like beer to begin with, let alone a bitter ass IPA.
That would be, yeah, that'd be pretty rough. Was it Keith's, I'm guessing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He got a free six pack because the lady was too. The lady went to scan the six pack and it didn't scan. And Keith saw it. He's like, oh, I don't think that went through. She's like, yeah, it did. And he's like, okay. And just didn't argue it. And he's like, it didn't go through. And he looked on the receipt. It wasn't on there. So it's like a $14 six pack.
That's what I'm talking about.
Of course it was.
So he's like, I don't want to drink. I don't want to drink all these by myself. He's like, you have one. I'm like, I don't want to drink it. And he was like, oh, I'll make you shotgun. And I'm like, I'll fucking do it. He's like, no, you won't. I'm like, yes, I will. And I did. And it was disgusting. And I realized I'm 32 years old shotgunning an IPA. It's disgusting.
At work.
At work. At probably like 2 in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
At the office.
Yeah.
Must be nice, man.
Yeah, it was tri-tip today. It was chili dogs yesterday. It was hamburgers some other day. Yeah. It's pretty much 3 to 4 times a week.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just as expensive if you went out, you know, and got food at a restaurant. And
right.
I mean, it's a lot better.
We were thinking, or you brought it up, Andy, about getting the most critically acclaimed beer.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys want to try it? Do you want me to like pick up a six pack?
Well, we were talking and Keith, who's really into beer, he's like, he went to Tahoe last weekend and got like this really highly rated, like the second highest rated IPA beer. And he's like, oh, on this website called Beer Advocate, they have like a list of like all the different flavors of beer, like all the different types of beer. And then they have just like an overall consensus of like what is the top 250 beer of the entire, you know, of the world. Mm-hmm. And people go on there, they have accounts and they basically just go and rate all this different beer and stuff. So I'm like, oh, what's the number one rated beer of all time? And I saw whatever that was.
Yeah.
And, it was that, and I was like, oh, cool, let's try this. You know, he's like, good luck trying to find a lot of these, like, top 10, top 15 beers. Like, they're all, you know, either French or they're East Coast or they're Florida or whatever. You can't find them. We live in Elko, so it's kind of – so I was like, oh, I'll look. So I looked – I went to their website and tracked down a tracker, and it was like, oh, the closest place was in Truckee. I'm like, oh, I have a – Luke lives in Truckee pretty much. I mean, he was in Reno, so I'm like, oh, he could – so I was like, oh, that'd be a funny thing. I know you guys are into beer, and, well, not –
I love
into,
beer.
I know you guys are into alcohol. So I was like, oh, that'd be a cool idea just to try the world's most highest rated beer.
I'm on their website right now and I'm fuming.
I'm sure. Yeah, you just go to beers. Yeah. They're top rated, top 250.
Bud Light's not even on the top 250. I bet you money.
I guarantee it's not, but it doesn't matter because this list is bullshit because it's stout, 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 IPA, IPA, stout, IPA, IPA, stout, IPA. All these lists were made by dudes who wear fucking five panel hats, have curly mustaches, and think their Subaru Forester is really too much hot shit.
No shame to you because you just bought a Subaru Forester.
But I'm saying it's just like,
There's wild ales, pale ales.
That's number 37.
Porters. There's
there's
stuff on barley wine.
Dude, we need Keith on this fucking podcast.
Keith is
put Alex in his place. Alex, you have a shit taste overall. We all know this. So why not
go, for beer as well? Don't talk to.
Oh, here we go.
You like Bud fucking Light of all things.
Yeah, I like Bud Light. That is my go-to sipping beer. I don't mind a good IPA. But what I'm saying is, like, is IPA gonna is worth the top 10 spots for beer of all time or just the top 10 beers? No, it's not.
Well, here's the thing. These ratings, like I had yesterday, for example, Pliny the Elder, which is number 14 of all time, has over 15,000 ratings. Not every single one of those people is a mustache curling, camp cap wearing fucking hipster. I mean, I'm sure there are a bunch.
I'm sure, let's see, that's 15,450 ratings. I'm sure 15,449 of those people all have said at least one time, oh, I like this IPA, it's just not stout enough.
But you can look at it and like people tell what the, you know, you have to give it a look, a rating on look, smell, taste, feel, and then overall. And then people, you know, give it their thing and they give them a little.
Okay. So going off of that, right? I'm going to rate my favorite beer, Bud Light, right now. Look, it is a 5 out of 5.
How is it a 5 out of 5?
It is a night. Like you look at a crisp mug, an iced down mug of Bud Light. It looks delicious.
No, it looks the like smell, someone hasn't fucking drank water in 6 days and peed into a fucking cold cup.
He's looking it up. You got to look up an iced mug. See right there, that picture.
I don't want
that one right there.
One
killer
sent from the actual company. I want one that someone poured from a.
Yeah, just put in iced mug.
Alex, this is so aggravating. This is why you're so aggravating.
I don't think you understand.
And that's fine. Different strokes for different folks. I get it, but it's like.
But don't say that it's the best beer.
I mean, you can have your opinion on if it's the best beer or not, but like there's
you, yeah.
There's
okay. So hold on, I'm gonna continue. Okay, my rating of this.
Look,
right?
You gave it a 5.
So I give it a 5 out of 5 for look smell. Because it looks like thirst quenching. Okay. Smell, I'll give it a 3.
Okay.
Beer does like pilsners and stuff like that don't smell the greatest.
Okay.
Taste for me, I'll give it a 4.
Okay.
Feel. It's like I said, it quenches the thirst as much as beer can because you're still dehydrating yourself. It's I don't know, man. It's hard to explain. But okay, then overall,
hold on. You have to give it a number. So let's say here, you gave the look a 5, you gave the smell a 3, mm-hmm. you gave the taste a 4, and what do you give the feel?
The feel, I'll give a 4.9.
What's okay. the feel, Andy? What does that
feel
pertain to?
I'm not sure. People say it feels like just how it goes down, how it's like really thick, or if it's really light, or if it's
easy to drink,
like medium or thin or whatever, like carbonation, bitterness, like all that stuff.
And that's where it's just like you get people who don't drink beer, like Andy. Yes. He's not going to want to drink a super stout. He's not going to want to drink an icky. He's not going to want to drink a race car. Like, those beers are shit because you can't fucking drink them. They're god awful to taste. And people, the douchebags we went like that we used to go to parties to, and they were sitting there like they were the hot shit because they went to Psychology 101 and their freshman year and thought they were fucking the bee's knees. Oh, you're drinking Bud Light? Because it's like, it's easier to drink. I don't get super fucked up off of 2 beers because the alcohol, it's got 9.10% alcohol and it's okay, go fuck yourself.
I get that. But here's off your own specific ratings, your 5, your 3, your 4, and your 4.9, it averages out to a 4.22 for your overall rating. On this website, a 4.22 would put your beer, your favorite beer of all time, at.
Let's see if I'm like dead on.
250 is a 4.45.
Hey, you know what?
So, I mean, you're probably right there. I mean, and that's your favorite beer.
That is my favorite
beer. That is your rating on your favorite beer. 4.22 or 4.23 if you round up is less than 250.
Because I think if I give it a 5 on everything, then it's just being like,
well, of course not.
Just being a dick rider for Bud Light. Like,
yeah.
No beer is going to be a 5 out of 5.
Which you kind of are.
Oh, dude, I love Bud Light. I'll ride to the death for Bud Light. Right. I'm about to hit up Post Malone, and I'll make my own podcast with Post Malone. We'll just smoke cigarettes and drink Bud Light the whole time.
But it's got, I mean, the number one beer in the world rated wise is the Kentucky Brunch Brand Stout by Top League Goliath Brewing Company. It's got a world-class score of 100, which a lot of the top ones do, an average rating of a 4.9 out of 5.
Chocolate chip pancakes.
Yeah, the notes on it. Chocolate chip pancakes drenched with maple syrup, served with espresso and a shot of bourbon all in one sip. Our award-winning KBBS is decadence in a bottle.
And see, it's like, why do you need that? Why? Why do you need
the second one syrup? Is a marshmallow hangi.
God, that sounds like a sex move.
Yeah.
Dark Lord Russian Imperial Stout aged in a variety of bourbon barrels with vanilla beans. That's 100... rating, a score of 100, world class rated, 4.81, ranked number 2. So I was like, oh, I think it would be pretty cool to taste the number 1 rated, whether we like it or not.
Yeah,
some of us, since you know it's so readily available next to Luke. So if you are in the Truckee area, I mean,
yeah, no, I'll pick up a case.
I'm not sure what it costs. I mean, I'm probably sure expensive. it's probably pretty up there, but
yeah. Yeah, no.
You know it's not well, up there. You can get a tall boy Bud Light for $2.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'll probably pick up a case, and then 4th of July weekend, I'll be down that Friday. We can all show up at the shop and we'll all try one. Keith can try one. Has Keith tried it or no?
No, no.
Okay.
I think he said he had, as far as all the like the top rated ones, he's had 14 is the highest one he's had, which is the one we had yesterday. And even like an empty bottle of Pliny the Elder is selling on eBay for like $20, just an empty bottle. Wow. Like that's how like insane this stuff is.
So I would label myself a beer drinker. Mm-hmm. I like drinking beer. Mm-hmm. But beer drinking people are fucking some of the most awful people I've ever met.
I can agree with that. But some of them, like my buddy Keith.
Yeah. I mean, there are good ones out there. It's just like, yeah, like I don't like the taste of a Pilsner beer. I like to have a full breakfast and a sip of a beer and get drunk off of it. Okay, cool. But then you get those guys that are like
the
imperialist of it. Yeah, and then, yeah. Oh, you're drinking a Coors Light.
I actually started my own beer blogging thing. Because Keith drinks a lot of beer and he likes to have a lot of different types of beer. So he always gets like a 6-pack or whatever. So I get one, or he gives me a drink of half of one or whatever. And then I rate it for him.
Yeah.
And so I have...
What's the URL, Andy?
It's in his notes.
17 beers on there right now.
Damn.
And most of them are IPAs. The highest one I have on there is a 7, and it's called A Gnarly and Me by Humble Sea Brewing Company.
Interesting.
Everything else, 3 out of 10, 2 out of 10, 5 out of 10, 4 out of 10. They're all 4.
Would you rate that 805? I'm interested.
805.
Because I like 805.
6 out of 10.
See, 805. One of the higher ones. Yeah, 805 is one of my favorite, like, non-light beers.
Yeah, but a lot of them IPAs, IPA, IPA, IPA. Whoops. But yeah, we just have a beer. Notice they're all just like at my work. They're like on my desk.
Yeah.
In the back.
Must be fucking on the nice, forklift. Dude.
On the forklift.
That's unloading a truck.
Yeah, there's back on the grill. Like
the
Pliny the Elder last
year. Yeah, I mean, I definitely wouldn't mind trying new beers, and I try to try new beers, but it's like, I know what I like, and I know there's a lot of those beers out there that the IPAs that I just can't get behind, man. I don't like the stoutness of a beer. And it's also just like what I've drank since I was 14. It was like, I mean, my first like real time drinking a beer was like 13, 14, and it was a Miller Lite. So.
And that's the thing is I think I'm more into the dark stout beers than I am anything else.
Really?
If I had to pick a beer at all, I like the Guinnesses and like all that stuff, the darker.
Yeah.
I don't like, I don't know. Like
I would like to go to
all that stuff just tastes like piss and just, I just can't get on board.
I would like to go to Ireland like you did and actually try
go to the Guinness factory. Yeah.
Cause that'd be, I mean, I've honestly never had a Guinness over here.
Oh, really?
But it's like, if I'm going to go that route for beer, I'd much rather go, like, I want to go to the Coors factory down in Colorado and I want to have a banquet from a stubby bottle in the factory of Coors, you know? And then same thing with like Guinness, like you said.
I also think I'd be interested in trying a lot of sour beers.
I've tried a couple of them, man. They just don't hit my fancy.
Just because I like it not to taste like beer. I like it to taste like maybe fruity or whatever I can get into.
Are you talking like the seltzers or?
No, they have like, I'm trying to find, there is a website, craftbeerkings.com. Not a sponsor, but.
Maybe.
Going to be.
But it's basically like a subscription box you can get. And there's like, you can get ales, you can get dark beers, you can get, and they have like sours, right? And you can get basically just get like a six pack of like different types of beer sent to your house like every month.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
And so they like curate like, oh, do you just want like a mix of whatevers? And that way you can try a bunch of different stuff and then, or you can like pick out your own. But I mean, sour beers, I think, like this is a fruited smoothie, sour, raspberry, blackberry, marshmallow beer.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that. Hard pass.
I mean, that sounds awesome. So someone like me, 6.2% alcohol, sour beer. Sounds great. See,
it's
great.
Like, for me, it's like, how do you even call that beer at that point? You know, maybe I'm just like, this is going to sound, you're going to probably rip my ass for this, but like a purist. It's just like, I want my beer to taste like beer. You know, no. I like beer.
No.
So it's just beer. Like, I don't want all the other flavors. It's like, it is nice to have, I had a Firestone makes a coconut coffee milk beer. And really, really good. It tasted like a cup of coffee. And it was fucking real strong. But it just, it filled me up in one beer. I couldn't have two of them. Yeah. And so it's like having a six pack. Like, you drink one of those marshmallow smoothie fucking whatever pride things that you just said. And it's like, you're going to have one of them. And you're going to feel like you just ate a three course meal.
I don't know about that. I mean, that's because I don't know if they're like thick. You know, like a stout is. I don't even know what I'm talking about when I say these words, but because it's just still just like a regular old beer, right? But it's just got the hints of stuff in the background, I feel.
Right. And a whole, if it's just hints, then that might not be that bad. But if
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I guess I'm comparing it to like a Mike's Hard or like, you know,
right, I would.
That's the flavor. That is like everything.
And that's what I'm saying. For $60 a month, you get free shipping included. I'm very interested to like, continue this beer blog and then like but that's a bunch of money for six. That's like $10 a beer, so you only get six, or no, you get 12 cans.
That's $100.
Six cans, $60.
Yeah, so no thank you.
We have Total Wine and they have a huge selection of all sorts of alcohol, but they have a really good beer selection and IPA selection, and so I got to call out Alex, like, You do not stray away from the fucking the Bud Light or Michelob Ultra. Like anytime we go out to the bar, anytime like, oh, I'd like to try that. Oh shit, they got a new Sam Adams, or like they got this flavor or this, you know, different kind. Well, you're always like, yeah, Bud Light.
Yes, because I know when we go to a bar, it's like a Bud Light's $3-4. One of those beers is $7, and it's like, I'd rather just stick with that.
You have to drink. What's the point of drinking alcohol? It's like getting to like that point where like you feel not drunk, but where you feel good, right? Yeah. You get a buzz. You're drinking at least 9 Bud Lights, which is going to cost at $3 a piece, $27 to feel that buzz.
Okay, you're overestimating how big my tolerance is.
That's like, okay, maybe 30 beers, and you're like, okay, I can drink 30 beers, but you drink 5 of these at the same price. Like,
No. I'll get a buzz off of 3 beers, 4 beers. Like, right. Like a pretty decent buzz.
14 beers, though, as you've said multiple times on this
podcast. Oh, yeah, no. I'll continue so to instead, keep the buzz
just
going.
Just drink like half of that amount.
But see, I don't want to drink 5 beers in the span of 2 hours and then be like, oh fuck, like I got a buzz and maybe I should stop. I want to drink these beers consistently throughout the night. like that night with Eric is like, I had a hardcore buzz going all night and I was drinking Bud Lights and spent $60.
But the times, 60. You know, not every time you drink a beer needs to be a 17 hour long excursion.
That's
like
true.
There's times when you're like, oh, I'm just going to go out to dinner or I'm going to go do something quick. Where it's just a few hours. You don't have to get Bud Light in those situations. You can expand your
that you're 100% right. And I have. Great. Like I went on a date not too long ago to the whatever the Italian restaurant is here in town, Luciano's, and they had some downtown. It was called Downtown Brown, and I did not like the name, but I was like, "Nah, I'm gonna try it," and it was a pretty good beer. And then you know we've gone to that pub and sub, and I've tried their, like I said, that coconut beer, and then tried one of their Shock Top things that they had when I was hanging out with John. And then, you know, I do try different beers, but like I said, there's certain instances like going out to a bar to drink. It's like, I want to have a beer in my hand pretty much all night. And it's like, and not get super fucked up off of six of them. So it's like, I can do that with Bud Light. It's cheaper. I don't have to spend a fortune. And I can consistently drink on them all night and not have, you know, essentially a full belly too, because it's 5%.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, like this one here is 5.5%. So are you really getting that more fucked up off this beer than you are this one?
But I also don't like sugary drinks. That's
I'm just using that one.
Yeah, you know, I get you. And that's, you know, with the seltzers and whatnot, that's another people's big like thing is, oh, the seltzers, man, they got way more alcohol content and they're not as filling. It's like, yeah, but I don't like fruity. I like personally, I don't like fruity.
Yeah.
I prefer the taste of Bud Light than I do to, you know, a White Claw. Very, very, very much so.
Yeah, and I think it also depends on, like, the setting. You know, like, seltzer beers are kind of nice in the summertime, like when you're on the lake or and it's hot out. Like, they're refreshing, whereas, like, a beer, you know, it's kind of filling. You know, it feels differently. And so that's where, like, I don't mind seltzers. But the problem also is that, like, they are so refreshing and it, like, for some reason, it doesn't hit me. Until it hits me, you know, like I'll have like four or five of those and then I'm like, whoa, okay, now I can feel it, you know, and then the hangover the next day's always been awful. If like I purely just drank seltzer, like that was all that was there at the barbecue or whatever, that next morning is fucking hell, which is kind of weird.
And that's one thing that I always take into account is how am I going to feel the next morning? And that's why I don't drink the fruity drinks, the fruity beers, the seltzers, because I do not like hangovers.
Just look at all these. I clicked the stout subscription box this craft beer.
It looks awful.
The first one is Get S'mored, and it's just like a giant s'mores. There's maple something death or something. There's a pastry stout. It's got a bunch of donuts on it. There's like banana bread bakery and then a piece of cake. Dessert stout.
No.
If anyone ever knows me and my alcohol preferences, like, how have I not clicked add to cart and buy now already?
Dude, that sounds like diabetes in a can.
I mean, that sounds it so does good.
Not sound appealing.
But it's not like you're drinking, like, donuts. It's like you get your beer taste with hints of cinnamon or banana or something.
But what is the beer taste, though? Because if you can't mix a... Well,
I know, but have you ever had, like, a Guinness? Where it's just dark. You've never had one Guinness.
You've never
done an Irish car bomb.
No.
I don't know how to explain it. I'm the wrong person to be explaining how alcohol tastes.
Yeah, I don't. I've like I said, it's one of those that I want to try a Guinness, but I want to try like a good Guinness because I know Guinness over here is shit compared to Guinness over there.
Well, if you're gonna have that mentality, then like that's you'll never have a Guinness. Like
I'm going to Ireland, Andy.
Oh,
just for Guinness.
It was cool, and we got like this little like special like tour to like go and taste like all these different like stuff they have in the back.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very exclusive club. It was really cool.
Well, I mean, most of it's just like I got no drive to try darker beers. I mean, that's a lie. I do, but it's like I'm not to go and buy a six pack of Guinness. So I just I'd much rather just not do it, and then if I get the opportunity to have a really good one, I'll take it. But it's like I don't know, something about Guinness just doesn't interest me, if that makes sense.
It's awesome.
I'm thoroughly complexed or perplexed at this point.
Why?
Because you said you wanted to try Guinness, and now you're saying it doesn't really appeal to me. Or
no, it doesn't appeal to me unless I can be at Guinness. Like, that's where, well, I'm just like, that'd be fucking sweet. But if it's just here, sitting at the Z bar, you know, trying to just hang out, I'm not gonna. Oh, Guinness! That, doing that doesn't interest me. You know.
Yeah.
Getting a six pack on the way home doesn't interest me.
Yeah. Also, I think with, like, you said earlier, like, you know, you don't have a drive really to try darker beers. Like, I think if you actually put in an effort to, like, you know what, I'm going to try an IPA this go around, or I'm going to pick up this pack this go around of a stouter beer. I think because it's an acquired taste, just like beer is an acquired taste. Like, you know, we all remember when we first drank beer and we're like, whoa, this does not taste that good. But then over time, it does taste good and you get used to it. And I really enjoy it. And
I think it's also like
same thing with IPAs.
The majority of my experience with IPAs, it's always been at some random house that we showed up at, and a dude has a case of them. He's like, you want a beer, man? And it's fucking hot. And I'm just like, yeah, this tastes bad.
But I think you have this connotation of like the person that drinks IPAs. And that's sure also, you don't want to look like that person. Like, you've laid out this whole podcast of like a hipster dude thinking and pretentious and all this stuff. Like,
yep.
But you have people like Keith that actually enjoy beer, that like really enjoy beer and the different types of beer. And I don't know, but.
And it's also like when I worked at Western, the bar that was across the street from the Western up in Truckee, it's called the Blind Dog or something like that, the Blind Wolf. And that guy sucked, and nobody should go to his bar because he's a piece of shit. So, and they were a craft beer thing, and it was actually a cool looking bar, but he was a dick all the time and looked like exactly how I described. He'd come out in jeans, flip flops, and it's winter time, mind you, jeans, flip flops, 5-panel hat, and a curly mustache, and just talk shit to us because we were taking up his parking lot. So yeah. I got a bad.
He's probably the only bar that's like actually sells that number one beer. And now you just ruined our chances.
Good.
No, they have it at a Rayleigh's in Truckee. So
perfect.
We're pretty good. Shout out Rayleigh's.
Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of pretentiousness, okay. On to, you brought up Rayleigh's. So supermarkets, I don't know if we've done this here, but like, what's our take on supermarkets? Like, what do you go to? What do you think is too pretentious? What would you like? Or it's too expensive.
Whole Foods is too pretentious.
Whole Foods?
Whole Foods and Trader Joe's. I also have a love-hate relationship with Trader Joe's because I feel like it'd be super cool to go shop there. But I also, I don't know. I feel like it's on the same thing as like just pretentious. And people think they're hot shit for going to shop there.
I mean, yeah. There's probably a lot of that. But Trader Joe's has a lot of like stuff that you would never find at just a regular supermarket like a Rayleigh's or Smith's or whatever, Albertsons.
Yeah. When I look at people who shop at Rayleigh's, I'm just like, oh, they make, like, they don't make great money, but they make good money. You know? Yeah. I don't know why, but that's just my mindset. I'm just like, they're not, you know, they're not millionaires, but they're living all right. You know, they're doing pretty good in life. And then Walmart's like the man. You either just bought meth in the parking lot or you got nine kids.
Yeah. We're dividing our listenership as we speak because so many people, I mean, and no shame against any of those places, but like, I think because we grew up in Elko, like Rayleigh's, at least in my perspective, Rayleigh's was exactly that, like that you were more well off, you could spend a little bit more money on your groceries, whereas like, yeah, Walmart, Smith's, even Albertsons until recently. And we shopped at Albertsons, but they were kind of like the lower tier, you know.
Dude, I can count on my hands how many times I've been in the Albertsons here in Elko.
Albertsons in Elko is probably the best, besides Rayleigh's, the best grocery store nowadays.
Yeah, and it's completely changed after that remodel. And
the remodel and the added of Starbucks and like just the way they've done it is way better than, because I was used to be a Smith family, right? We'd go to Smith's, but Smith's is garbage now.
Yeah,
and has been for a few years, and now Albertsons is my go-to.
See, we were a Walmart family.
Well, that's okay. You were talking shit about Walmart, so.
Yeah. I mean, my family, it was mostly just because, like, I don't know, my mom, like, worked. Well, for a while, I don't know, she started working there when I was, like, 13. And so she worked at Walmart for a lot of years. Right. And so she got, like, she got a discount card that gave her, like, 25% off everything. So that was a main reason. But, like, before that, you know, getting essentially 2 weeks worth of food for $300 was a killer deal.
So. Right. Yeah. And that's what you got to kind of look at is like, you know, the money side of things and also like the convenience. Like for me right now and hopefully going forward, like, you know, produce and meat and that kind of stuff, like the meat and the fruit and the vegetables, like that, I think matters on depending on where you go, you know, because some places are, they don't give a shit. Of course it is. And so it's like, that's where I would go to a Raley's or, you know, a Trader Joe's or like, we have a Sprouts, which is kind of like a tier down from Whole Foods, but it's like that kind of market farm market style, super cool. And they just opened up down the street. So I think that's where I'll go for those kind of things. But like, yeah, if you're going to get like cereal or boxed shit, why not go to a Walmart or Winco we have over here where it's, you're getting the same thing, but it's cheaper.
Yeah. We got the bulk of our stuff, like, yeah, the box cereal, the drinks and stuff like that at Walmart and all that stuff. And then we'd actually go from there. And then we lived in Spring Creek, obviously. So we'd go from there and go out to Corey's. And that's where we'd buy our meat because Corey's used to be like, they used to have their own butcher area and they had great meat, great produce. And in the years, in the last couple of years, their meat has gone downhill big time. But it's like we'd go there for our produce and our meat and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
But I don't know, man. It's, yeah. Whole Foods, just, I've been into Whole Foods like twice, I think. And I just never liked going in there. I went in there with Zane one time and he just, I don't know. I just felt uncomfortable. Like it was like a museum almost. And I just couldn't talk too loud and I couldn't touch anything. And there was a lot of weird things. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Am I just white trash? Cause that,
yeah.
Yes. I mean, yes. I think I'm trying just, to tell you this for 40 I'm just episodes.
A Mexican white trash.
You like fucking, you just laid out how much you love Bud Light and that it's the best beer and that, yeah. I don't like Whole Foods. It's, I feel weird in there. But I get that. But it's like, I don't know. It is too much. And
it's super expensive too.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's too expensive.
Yeah. I've been to Whole Foods one time when we were just waiting for our spot. We were in Salt Lake at a restaurant. We had to go next door to get like medicine or something. Trying to find ibuprofen in a Whole Foods, can't do it. It's like this holistic fucking dumb bullshit.
It's just rocks in a container.
So we had to like run down the street to Smith's and get fucking ibuprofen. But yeah, we live in Elko. So, I mean, sometimes we do some of our grocery shopping at Costco.
Right. Family man. Town,
so that's very affordable if you're looking for price. And the quality of food's great too, for the most part. We haven't really gotten much meat or anything, just like dry foods and stuff that you can buy in, obviously, giant bulks. And yeah, it's great. It's cheap enough. We got to pay for that damn membership every time. And Costco is such a fuck fest with like their, just their everything.
I would like to say, though, shout out to Texas and all my friends back in Texas. HEB, dude, like became one of my favorite grocery stores. It is just, it's a big chain, but it's still, for whatever reason, when I go in there, it's still just like, I'm going to Corey's, you know? And HEB was the shit down in Houston, so.
Yeah, and they had everything, right? It was kind of like, it was that hybrid, like Walmart slash.
I mean, yeah, they didn't have clothes and tires and firearms, but, I mean, they had a large variety of stuff, and they had their own HEB brand stuff, and it's just, and it's all like really great pricing. Like you're not breaking the bank by going in there, and it's I'll stand by HEB. I love HEB. So
yeah,
don't know what it stands for, but I'll stand by it. But toppling Goliath. Oh. Store Texas. Yeah, man. If you're ever down in Texas and you need groceries, H-E-B.
H-E-B or Bucky's or whatever it was.
Bucky's is a gas station, so you can't compare the two.
I know, but Bucky's pretty much had fucking everything and anything.
Yeah, Bucky's was essentially a grocery store. And so yeah. And unfortunately, because we didn't get to... Did we go into a Bucky's, Luke? Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Yeah, and the biggest Bucky's in the world is in right outside of Austin or something like that. I can't remember exactly where it's at, but I've been to it a handful of times. And it is... astronomical how fucking big that gas station is, man. It is so big. Even the regular size Buc-ee's are fucking crazy.
Yeah. Okay, so on the same subject, Target or shit, is there any competitor besides Walmart to a Target?
No, but it's the same thing, man. If you shop at Target, you got money.
No.
Yes.
No.
If you do not your so grocery anymore. Shopping at Target. Let's,
have you been to a Target supermarket where it's got the fucking food?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's so cool.
There's one like that in Reno.
There's one, yeah. And we went to one in Salt Lake on a Sunday, and all the Mormons and stuff are at church.
Yeah.
Or I guess anyone who has...
That's when you go.
Religious, yeah. church, not just Mormons, but any religious person goes to church on Sundays. we went to like... 11 o'clock and it was absolutely dead and it almost felt like post-apocalyptic, like that somehow we were just the only people left alive. Like every aisle was just so like stocked full and like faced perfectly and like everything was just perfectly aligned and we were just in there and it was really bright white. And because if you've seen their supermarket side of the food, it's just really bland. It's like, you know, like really bland looking, like just the it just looks really plain. It
looks like a simulation.
Right. And everything was just stocked perfectly, stocked just like faced. The shelves were perfectly faced. Everything was just insane. And we were the only ones there and it just felt really surreal, but it was super awesome. And I would really love to, I mean, if I lived in a big city, Target would be like a one-stop shop.
Fuck Target. I'm going to say it made me overspend on a fucking air mattress. Yeah.
Alex, white trash, brother.
Fuck Target.
White trash.
Yeah, dude. I don't, and also not a huge, oh, God damn it, man. I'm not a huge fan of stores. I'm going to sound like such a fucking boomer right now. Stores that just promote going in and walking around and just looking at random shit. And that's what Target is, especially the one by Shields in Reno. It's just
I
like
love that one. That's the one I go to.
The people just like, oh, let's just go to Target. Oh, what do we need? I don't know.
That's Becky.
And then you go you in there and girlfriend. You spend $160 fucking dollars or $120 on a goddamn Arup mattress. And it's just like you're in there for 2 hours for a pot. And you didn't even go in there for a pot.
You just called out my girlfriend.
Sorry, Becky. But yeah, because my sister-in-law loves to do that. When I lived in Reno, we'd all be hanging out. Oh, let's go to Target. And I just like, fucking wanted to brush my teeth with a revolver, dude. I hated going there. I still don't like going there. Because I'm a very big, if you're going into a store, like, unless it's like an antique store or a store that is legitimately just like knickknacks or whatnot that you walk around in, but like Target has shit that people need, food, like towels, blankets, shit like that. It's like with a store like that or a store like Walmart, I'm a very big believer in go in there with what you need, grab what you need, and get the fuck out. Because you're just cluttering up the aisles, and now you're cluttering up the fucking checkout, and then you yell at minimum wage workers for closing down a self-checkout to clean out the registers. Right.
I feel like you have just a lot of like self-driven story vendettas against these locations.
Yeah, it does seem like that, huh, Andy? It does
like,
seem like
this happened to me one time. Fuck this place forever. Yes. Oh, I got charged extra for an air mattress because I fucked up and didn't realize that I pulled it from the wrong area. Fuck Target.
Goddamn right. You are goddamn right.
Yeah, that's
you know what's never treated me wrong? Bud Light.
Bud Light's never treated you wrong.
Actually, that's a lie. Bud Light. That's a
fucking lie.
There's been a couple nights out where I've had one too many Bud Lights and my stomach starts getting upset and then Bud Light just does me wrong.
And so, it comes back out.
Then I'm in a porta potty at 6:30 in the morning on the main drag of Elko.
Oh, God.
Luke, if you could take a group of people out to a dinner in Reno for the first time, and you're like, okay, yeah, you're the host. We're having four or five people come up. We're all going to dinner. Where are you taking everybody?
I need more
pub and sub.
Right. That could be a place, but it's like, who's the group of people? Am I trying to impress them? Am I trying to be like, we're going to this fancy place, or are we going to pub and sub and we're getting beers and pizzas? Like, is it my family? Is it my
No, it's
business associates, you know?
It's your new girlfriend and her family, because she's from out of town. Her mom, dad, brother, and sister are all coming up to meet you for the first time. Where are you taking them to dinner?
They're like, Luke, you live there. You pick the place.
And so I am trying to impress them.
Yes.
Yeah, you're trying
to. But you don't want to seem like too
bougie.
Yeah. Ooh. I'd probably take them to Napa Sonoma, which is like a... It's like a barn. That's not a barn girl, but it's like they have like a wine bar. They're like, they make their own wine. They have like a dinner selection and lunch, or dinner and breakfast, I think. And it's kind of, it's more upscale, but it's not like too upscale where it's like a, like $300. Yeah. That would probably be a safe bet. Pub and sub would probably be out of the question the first time. You know, that probably wouldn't be a good impression. There's a place, Bella Italia, so it's just all Italian. That's kind of like, it's obscure, but they're very critically acclaimed, and they're right next to us at our old store at Pendleton. I'd probably take them there. I'd have to try it first. I've never tried it, but I've heard from many people that it's good. So I'd try it first and then be like, okay, yeah, let's go. But it's kind of like, what?
We are on the pub and sub menu right now, and I've never been so hungry.
But I would not take him to an Applebee's. I would not take him to a fucking Sizzler. I would not take him to like any. I would definitely not take him to a goddamn Olive Garden. Like something Fuck that's you. Not fucking franchise.
How don't
oh,
disrespect
no.
Olive Garden.
Olive Garden's how, not valid.
How
Olive Garden is the Walmart of fucking yes, restaurants. Yes.
Fuck you guys. You that are is right high class dining. Okay, I wear a tux when I go in there.
High class, that you are a fucking what did you say, hillbilly or whatever the fuck you said?
Well, you just—you're not a hillbilly. You just—you don't have taste in fucking anything,
dude. Olive Garden's great. Know. Are you shitting me?
All right, yeah. What do you get from Pub and Sub? What's your go-to? A cheese pizza, one topping cheese, $8.95.
It's just classic. Pepperoni pizza, bro.
Yeah,
you can't go wrong with that.
You don't get any of their submarine sandwiches.
The subs are great. I've had a few of their sandwiches, dude. The Black Forest ham and cheese, killer. Their pepperoni and cheese, killer.
I've heard this place
everything
multiple
on it, man.
Times.
We need to make a visit. You guys need to make a visit just for a
pub. Yeah, me and Andy need to go up there specifically for pub.
We all get an extra large.
Not too long.
And we kill that shit. Us three would definitely kill an extra large, hands down.
Do you know who you're eating with? I ate an extra large last night by myself. So what are we talking about here?
Maybe too.
It's just one of those that it's a house essentially in a neighborhood that they turned into a pizza joint, and it's a little grungy, but it's like the best pizza out of there, man. For sure. Yeah,
I've heard that. I've heard that a few times.
Yeah. If you're like, that is by far the best pizza in Reno. And ooh. I'm not even second guessing that. Best pizza in Reno.
Luke suggested a place to me not too long ago, though, and it was the absolute worst hot dogs I've ever had in my life.
Scoopers.
Well, yeah.
What were you going to say, Luke, about me saying Pub and Sub is the best pizza in Reno?
This is coming from a guy that, like, okay, what else have you tried in fucking Reno, Alex? Like,
in the Reno Carson area, Luke, you got to realize I'm adventurous when it comes to pizza, okay?
Okay, lay them out.
Okay, Red Baron. Red Baron's good pizza in Reno. You got, if you're talking Reno-Carson area, there's Flat Earth Pizza over in Carson. Very good pizza. You got Goodfellas Pizza up in Tahoe. Great pizza. But in that general area, if I'm in Tahoe, I'm driving back down to Reno to get fucking Pub and Sub. Then you got the Wild Garlic, the Wild Onion. Both of those are good pizza. Not great. Noble Pie is actually a great pizza spot. Like pizza by the slice. And I do like sometimes you just want a slice of pizza. So like that's good. Trying to think. Noble Pie is that one that was down by CeCe's, right?
Right. No, that's Blaze Pizza.
Oh, I love Blaze.
Blaze wasn't bad. JJ's was good too. Never tried Mod's Pizza. Just never. And then yeah, CPK, that like that big chain. If I'm going to go to a chain pizza spot, I'm just going to go to like Pizza Hut, you know?
Right.
So according to TripAdvisor, South Creek Pizza Company.
Ooh, which I've not tried, but yeah, I've seen it.
And then Wild Garlic. That's what it says. 91 reviews, opens in 14 minutes.
We tried to go to Blue Moon Pizza one time. And for one, it was like a 45-minute wait to sit down. And then two, we looked at the menu, and it was like $50 for a fucking large pepperoni pizza.
I've never heard of Blue Moon.
It was me, you, Tomas, and I think Josh.
Oh,
Pub and Sub's 19, which is an abomination.
Well, I don't know if it's 19. It's just it's at four
out of five stars.
Four stars, but only 21 reviews.
What are the reviews? I want to read them. I want to read this catastrophe.
So you got to find the ones that have like the ones, like the low ratings.
I think you were thinking Eclipse Pizza, Alex.
Was it Eclipse?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe I remember it was. That now. Because, pizza was just astronomically expensive. And the thing was, it wasn't even just pepperoni pizza because you couldn't just get pepperoni pizza. It was like pepperoni and chives and pistachios. And we're trying to fucking sell you our shit.
Why don't you shop online, Alex?
Multiple reasons.
Is it like just that there, you don't really, there's nothing you could get it at a shop or something like that? Like there's nothing.
For
like
one, I'd much rather shop local if I can. But two, I don't like waiting. I hate hitting submit order, having my money taken, and not having a product in my goddamn hand. That is my big thing is like, if I'm buying something online, okay, I'll give you my money. Give me the product. I don't want to wait for it. And maybe that's just me, like the immaturity in me, or maybe, I don't know. It's something, but it's just like, I hate the waiting on it. And especially because like in the past, I've had to wait. I've paid $180 for jackets and shirts and hats for Christmas presents and had to wait a year and a half to get them.
Here we go. Yeah, back to there was that one time.
Something happened. He hates online ordering.
Yep. That I still order online. I don't know if I can avoid it. I do. Mostly just because, like I said, if I can pay $20 for this online, I wait a week for it. Okay. But if I drive into town, spend $30 on it and I get it that day and you know, it helps the local economy, then I'm down for that.
Yeah. At the Walmart. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. So then with like, cause Andy, you're probably the other side of it, right? You do probably a lot of online shopping.
Oh yeah. I live in Elk Hill, bro.
Yeah.
I'm a very bougie person. I need Hydro Flasks in my life. I need this and that. I need bullshit.
Yeah.
I'll order every day.
So would you partake in like the full on online shopping like that you can do through Amazon or where you like get your groceries, you get laundry soap, you get toilet paper from Amazon, you know, in a day.
Oh yeah. If I lived in a city that like had Amazon Prime and like in 2 hours. Oh yeah. Fuck. I would never leave the goddamn house or anything.
Yeah.
I'm the type of guy right now. I mean, where they have those like Amazon buttons, you know, where you just you're running low on dish detergent and you just push the button and it automatically just orders it for you and gets it shipped to your house. Like, bruh. Chewy for animals. Like we have two cats and we're getting a puppy, you know, soon. So it's like having just the dog food, cat litter, cat food just delivered to my house or my front step versus going into town and going to fucking Petco and like walking around looking at the fucking fish and all the spiders and shit every time. Like, I mean, sometimes it's cool like to go, you know, you have nothing to do, so you don't want to burn some time and go walk around and look at, you know, some stuff. But a lot of times I'm like, just get it shipped to the fucking house, get it delivered to my front door and call it a day.
I have ordered groceries in the past.
From where?
H-E-B. When I lived down in Houston, because I was a dumbass and moved to Houston in the height of COVID. So going to grocery shopping was kind of difficult at first. And so I just put it in and I think the groceries were $70 and to get it delivered was like in total like $85 after the tip. So because I lived right down the road from it and it was just easier and I just pretty much did it on my phone before, like a couple hours before I left work. And by the time I got home and got like changed and showered, it was, the groceries were there and I was ready to make dinner.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like here in town, you can use like Instacart, right? Like it's a lot better because for me, like when I go to a grocery store, we're doing grocery shopping. I'm like, ooh, that looks good. I'll get that. Ooh, I want that. And like, isn't necessarily like good to like my health and like maybe I'm not picking the best things or whatever. I'm just adding a bunch of unneeded shit that I don't really need or want, but I just like, at the moment it felt good and it looked good and I'll just throw it in the cart. With Instacart, you just pick what you need, what you want. Boom, you're done. You pay an extra couple dollars for them to fucking do it and tip them or whatever. And it's at your house, ready to go.
What's Instacart?
It's essentially that you order, you pick a Albertsons and then you pick everything you want. I need milk. I need this. I need this. I need this. Add to cart. And it's basically like DoorDash, but for groceries.
Okay. Cause I use Shipt. For groceries.
I used to actually be an Instacart employee.
Yeah.
Where you would have an app and an order would pop up. Oh, a new order at Smith's. It's a 36 item order. It pays this amount and you accept it and you go in and you basically go shop for these people.
Okay.
And then you deliver it to their house and then it's awesome. And then the COVID happened and then every fucking one of their mom was a COVID or a Instacart driver. So you get an order would pop up and it'd be gone by the time you even clicked look at it.
Yeah.
And it was really cool. And it's just really convenient. Like I'm lazy, but I'm not like, I'm also just like, I don't have time. I don't want to waste my time walking around Albertsons for an hour and a half to pick up groceries. Like someone else can do that. I can spend that hour and a half doing something more productive or just even like not walking around a grocery store. You know what I mean?
I get that. But dude, there's been some times where it's therapeutic
to walk through a
grocery store.
No doubt.
Like, no music. I don't throw in my hair. Like sometimes I don't throw in my AirPods and I'll just cart and I'll need like one thing, but then I'll just be like what I said I hated earlier. I'll just go looking through the store, have my thing in my cart, and then I'll just be like, I don't want to go home yet. And maybe it's depression, I don't know, but it's like I just didn't want to go home.
No, I see that.
So I just be walking around listening to fucking Taylor Swift on repeat and looking at milk. So, and it's almost like supermarkets are hypnotic for me, man. Like I'll be sitting, like, there was one time, it's happened on multiple occasions, but one time that stands out was I went in there I wanted to make pancakes, and it was 9:30 at night. So I went up to Winco right by our house, and I can't remember where you were, Luke. You were doing something. So I went up to the Winco, and I got, you know, the Aunt Jemima and the syrup and the milk and the eggs and the oil, and I'm just, like, kind of walking around, and I'm, like, getting to this aisle, and I started looking at the chips. Knowing damn well I'm just going to grab hot Cheetos, so I don't know why I'm procrastinating, but just like looking at the chips, and then I start zoning out and thinking about other things. And next thing I know, I've been standing there for 20 minutes looking at these chips. People walking by, and I'm just like, oh shit, I'm in the middle of doing something now. Now the milk's warm, so I got to go put it back. So I grab another one. So yeah, a little bit hypnotizing too when you're like in a weird like zone and you just zone out in the store.
Yeah.
But oftentimes when we go grocery shopping, it's like me, Rebecca, and Banny, and it's just like, I just want to get the fuck out of here. Yeah. You know, he wants everything. We go down the chip aisle, he wants his own chips, his own whatever, his own this. You got to be like the parents, like, okay, maybe you get him something, but then you don't want to always reward, you know, something. And it's like, he wants candy, he wants a toy, he wants this, he wants that. And he's like, I just want to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I never understood when I was younger why my dad hated going to Walmart so much, and I understand now.
Dude, yeah, same. Yeah.
My dad hated Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was a fun time as a kid, man. I was like, yeah, let's go. I always enjoyed it because we always had the possibility of like getting something. We never hardly ever did, but it was like it was always there. Like maybe they'll be nice enough and they'll get us a toy or this, we'll pick out what kind of cookies we want or something like that. But yeah, no, I always enjoyed it, but definitely not now and definitely not with kids, my own family. Fuck that.
Right. Oh, fuck.
But you brought up something, Alex.
I don't know. I just come to a lot of realizations this podcast that I think I'm just...
Yeah. Well, you're just a contradicting fucking... Just have no taste fucking anything in any part of life.
You know, I'm still mad you say Olive Garden isn't a good restaurant.
It isn't. Objectively, it's not.
Like I said, it's a fine restaurant, but it's the Walmart of restaurants.
Yes.
It's like people think it's nice. People think it's like, oh my God, but it's really just when you get there, overpriced, crappy pasta.
Yep. Yep. I hope your like next girlfriend does not listen to this particular episode because she's going to be like, I'm good.
I don't know. I had one girl that I was talking to and then you jinxed it by saying we weren't going to talk for more than 2 months. And then 2 months later, we fucking pretty much don't talk at all. So.
Oh, yeah.
But probably for the better on that one. I am talking to a female right now and I have not told her about this podcast for a reason. So.
That's good. That's probably good.
Yeah.
That's why you stopped sharing the Instagram page when we post new Instagram updates, isn't it?
That's why I didn't fucking share that running video to my story. Yep.
You post that, Andy? That teaser?
Yeah.
Yeah, he posted it to Instagram. Yeah. I don't even know how many, like, it got a fair amount of likes. Let's see.
I mean, for our whopping Instagram.
It's got 101 page, views and 42 likes and like 7 comments. Shout out to everybody that watched the teaser and watched me, the start of my demise.
You're still working on that marathon, aren't you? You got that kind of runner's high that you experienced.
Have you run since that day?
Yes, I have.
Oh, good.
And it did not go well again. I go to the gym semi regularly now.
What gym?
I go to Empower. We talked about this, did we not?
I go to the gym now too.
Yeah, you said you like Pack. So I go there and I've actually lost and trust me, I have not been consistent with it because every weekend it's like, okay, I can't go on Friday or I can't go on Monday cause I got this going on. I'm out of town here. I'm out of town there. I'm busy here. And so it hasn't been super consistent, but I've lost 10 pounds in like the 3 weeks I've been going. So
when do you go, morning or night?
Night after work. Ugh. Monday through Friday. That's when I should be going, but like, actually no.
Really?
Not at all.
At Pack, I used to go at 5:30 at Pack. I'd just change at work and drive right there, and it was you can't even get on a treadmill sometimes.
That's what I don't like about Pack.
Yeah, but me and Adam, we went this entire week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and we're at the gym at 6:30 in the morning.
That's what I'm talking
about.
See,
I don't like going in the morning.
I didn't think I was going to like it. I'm not a morning person. All right, I can mold myself to be whatever, but normally I'm not a morning person. Getting up at 5:20, I got to make the truck and trek all the way into town and be there at 6:30. But I woke up this morning without an alarm at 5:20. I'm like, this is
nice.
Sucky already. But yeah, I mean, that way you get it done. It's 7:30. You're done with your workout already. You get a nice hour in. There's fucking nobody there.
See, so I get off work at 5. I'm in the gym and going by like 5:15. And then I'm out of there by like 5:50. Because a guy I work with, his name's Jeff, who we went jeeping with yesterday. He's gone every day. He's a very fit guy, very strong guy. And ever since I started, he'd always like, oh, you going to the gym today, this and that. So finally I was just like, yeah, like I do need to lose weight. Let's start going to the gym. So I'll go with him. And he essentially just tells me what to do. And so we do the Stairmaster instead of like treadmill. We do the Stairmaster for like 5 minutes, and I'll tell you, that shit sucks so much ass.
I bet.
And then, yeah, we just do the regular workouts, whatever we're working on that day. And then I started going in the sauna for 5 minutes afterward because I would leave and I'd be all fucked off. Like my head would be all fucked up. Like my arms would be sore. So I go sit in there and like essentially clear myself out real quick. And then I'd like can leave and not feel like shit. But I prefer to go after, man, because like my body's already going from the day. And so then I just go continue it through the gym and then I go home and I'm tired now. I'm even more tired from my day and then plus the gym. And then it's just like, okay, go to bed, you know, 2 hours later.
My plan is when we get the puppy, or I shouldn't be talking that loud about it. We haven't told Banny we're getting a dog yet. We're just going to show up with it one day. But when we get that, Becky's going to take care of like the morning, like run or walk or whatever. Because she needs to fucking get her pregnant ass walking around. And so... Damn, I'll right. go to the gym. I'll go to the gym in the morning. I'll go to work, and you just feel more energized, more like alertness to the day. Or at least I have felt that way. And then like when I get off work, come home, and then I'll go like on a run or a walk with the dog later that night for the night walk. And
so, do you shower at the gym?
So far, we haven't introduced any cardio at all, so I haven't sweat at all. But I plan to shower at the gym.
Say, because that's my big thing is like I sweat profusely just sitting.
No,
so it's like when I'm working out, it's so bad. So I don't want to sweat. And plus, showers at the gym are weird. So I don't want to do that.
They're fine. I've showered at the gym a few times before. But this next week, we plan to introduce more cardio into it. Because the first week, we were kind of like feeling it out, like what we wanted to do and like what we wanted to focus on specifically. Like, what do you want your body to look like? What do you want to focus on? What do I want to do? And then we kind of just like, we have our like, We went 5 days. We're going to go 5 days a week, and we have each day kind of mapped out to a certain, obviously specific area of the body. And then now we're going to start implementing like cardio, like 3 days a week. So those days, I'm sure I'll sweat a lot. So I'm sure I'll definitely have to shower at the gym, which is fine. I've done it before, but it sucks living clear the fuck out here. I mean, I can't come home and then go back into town. So
yeah, I don't know. Like I flash back to when Luke and I's water heater broke for like 2 weeks. They didn't fix it, so we had to take showers in the community shower at the apartment complex up in Reno. And it was just like, I've showered at gyms, I've done that, and I've always been uncomfortable doing it. So it's like someone can walk in.
That's fun.
What are they going to do?
My little wiener, and that's about it. I mean, what are we going to do?
Yeah, they're not going to make fun of you. I mean, the most they're going to do is make fun of you, you know?
Which is normally probably happening to me anyway, so I'm pretty fine with it.
Yeah, I get made fun of at least once a week on this goddamn podcast. What's the difference there, I guess?
Yeah.
Oh, man. What are we at?
Yeah, we'll wrap her up real quick, but there's three things I wanted to just touch on real quick before we left. Number one, the movie Luca on Disney+ is amazing. It's a new Pixar film. I think everyone should watch it. I gave it a high rating of an 8.3 out of 10.
What's it on? Disney?
Disney Plus. Yeah, it's the new Pixar film. It's the highest rated movie I've given all year, right above Chef and Parasite.
Still haven't seen that.
And then,
we still need to talk about that.
Oh, too. My God. Yes, Parasite. Oh, my God. That whole thing has been kind of buried under the rug. We'll tease it for next week's episode, maybe, but I think my house is haunted or... people who have seen the movie Parasite, there might be a Chinese family living in my basement.
So, and spoiler alert.
Spoiler, yep.
Well, I guess I don't need to watch it
now. No, you definitely need to watch it. Also, iCarly doing a reboot. I know it's your girlfriend there, Luke.
And yeah.
How plugged in and tuned in you are with that.
Not at all.
There are they're promised sexual situations.
Fuck. Mm. All right. I'm in.
We got him.
It's on Paramount, yep. So I seen a clip the other day. I guess they're cussing. Like it's like I guess really? It's an adult show.
Yeah,
that'll be yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's going to be complete garbage, but it would be kind of interesting for that aspect of like a more adult version of Miranda and the cast, whatever those other guys' names.
Sam's
are.
Not in it though.
Nope.
I know.
Fucking RIP. That's my girl, Jeanette McCurdy. Man, that's my girl.
And lastly, but most importantly, and
who cares?
David Dobrik is back, and Trisha Paytas is crumbling her friendship with old Ethan in the Frenemies podcast.
Yeah,
and the world couldn't be brighter.
Yes,
when you thought Trisha was on top, making fun of it and calling out all that shit, trying to cancel that entire fucking thing. Oh, Joe how the turntables.
Who knows if his comeback is even going to be a comeback, though? Maybe he just makes one video and it flops.
Nope, he posted.
I hope he does.
He posted a blog or vlog, and it says new vlogs every Tuesday. So,
well, I hope it definitely didn't flop. Andy, what's the view?
Now, let's pull her up real quick. David's latest vlog after being gone for 3 months. It was came out on Tuesday. We're sitting at about 6 million views.
Ah, that ain't a lot.
6 million views in 5 days with only 40,000 down, thumbs down.
You know what? I'm going to give this guy a shot. I'm going to watch his vlog tonight or this weekend, and I'm going to give you guys my honest opinion on – I know it probably doesn't mean much, but give my honest opinion on David
Dobrik. Here's the thing, though, with you giving this one specific
– Yeah, you got to watch.
Vlog.
I don't know the whole lore.
You don't know anything. You don't know anything, but essentially he takes all his – spoiler alert. He surprises all of his friends, the vlog squad, to a trip. He pays for everyone to go to Hawaii with him. And then – so you don't really – there's not a lot of really like crazy funny stuff.
So give me – you guys both send me a vlog that you think would encapsulate David Dobrik's channel, and I'll watch it and decide whether it's – because I'm deep in YouTube – whether it's worth him coming back or not.
But that being said, people said David and Jason, their podcast, like they hate each other now. He's what? Boom. He's the first. Yeah, there's a big thing that they hate each other and views is done forever. Boom. Guess who's the first person in his fucking vlog? Jason. Everyone says, oh, Corinna and her whole thing. Yeah. Boom. She's in the vlog.
Is that Corinna that's dating Symphony?
No, that's Brooke AB.
Brooke, okay. I don't know why.
She used to date Tfue.
Tfue, that's right.
She made an OnlyFans, and just in the first 48 hours, she made over $1 million.
That's Alinity.
What?
Alinity made an OnlyFans, too.
I know. Corinna
made her,
one.
She did, too?
Yeah, and they talk about it right here. How much did you make in your OnlyFans?
Dude, that's so wild to me. And then, I need to start showing my ass.
Then there was the whole thing where he had that accident happened where he smashed his buddy's face into the excavator.
Yep.
Boom, Jeff's right there in the vlog. Everything's good. They're
he even
friends.
Makes a joke about it.
He makes a joke, and that's what's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like they're back. It really does.
And everybody's all smiling. Everybody's there. Jonah's there. He opened his own kebab place. Yep. That's where we first saw David a few months ago.
This sounds like we're wrapping up a TV show right now.
I mean, they're all having fun.
Series finale.
I mean, they're... on the beach, they're in Hawaii.
There's butt.
There's
dick.
Fucking people throwing up. They're all there, and they're all having fun.
The game's all there.
Yeah, new vlogs every Tuesday. So I'm only led to believe his podcast will be back, and things will be back to normal.
Yep.
Find out next week on Dragon Ball Z. Yeah, like I said, send me, because I've never really watched David Dobrik. I don't know. I didn't like his girlfriend Liza for the longest time. I still don't. So I thought that they were the same kind of humor, just not funny at all.
Andy, what was your take on Liza? Did you watch videos?
I didn't start watching him that far back, but obviously I've watched all the old vlogs and stuff. And I think with Liza, she's very eccentric and very fun, but like
annoying.
Too much.
It's too much, man.
And where that's like where she's on the vlog for maybe a minute, you know, total in the entire thing. It's just, it's 1 minute too much. And she's just too over the top, trying to be too funny and too this, but
zany. Yeah.
Right. But it's whatever. It's not Liza that makes me like the vlogs. It's everyone else included. I mean, it's not even David. I mean, it's everybody. There's a combination of literally everybody.
Yeah. My favorite was, I love Dirty Dom, man. I can't get enough of that guy.
See, I never really liked Dom that much to begin with. Oh, I thought you were real.
No,
he's real. He's a piece of shit too.
I mean, obviously, but I mean, even his like character where he's just like this, I don't know. I don't really like Jonah either that much. I think he's kind of funny, but I think he kind of plays it up a bit to try to be like way too, you know, I'm the funny fat guy. I'm a Jonah Hill of the group. Yeah. And I went through phases of like, who's my favorite vlog squad member? And it switched from like, oh, it was Jason, it was Todd, but I really like Jeff, and I've really learned to like watch like his humor is really just dry and just really. I'll definitely have to find some vlogs to send to you, Alex, because it's definitely worthwhile.
They really are. And I'm like sad to say that a little bit because I kind of half jokingly started watching them. And because Alex,
me too.
Shit, and then they're actually pretty entertaining, like all the time, like never really let me down.
And there was a time, yeah, when I moved into this house and I was just, you know, doing whatever and Becky wasn't feeling that well, where I would just watch, I would be playing Call of Duty on one screen and I would have the vlogs going on another screen just for hours and hours, and you just go to the next one and just play the next one. And then it would be like a video montage of like the best vlog moments, and I'd just watch the same. It's just, they got some funny stuff. Yeah. Maybe I'll send you a vlog
compilation
where you can get like the best of the vlogs. But And I actually have, I don't want to admit this maybe, but I actually have a piece of David Dobrik merch.
I don't think that's that bad.
What did you get?
I'll show Click you. Me. I'll tell you. No, it's no, I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, you don't.
Oh my God, it's clickbait underwear.
That is, you're clickbait. Joking, right? No, but it's a clickbait like crew neck sweatshirt.
I like that.
And on the back, it's got like a big pill bottle with pills coming out, and it says laughter, like laughter pills. That's got to lose maybe about 5 more pounds.
There you go.
But it's like a cream colored.
Ooh.
I dig it.
And it's like, a clickbait's like
rainbow
colored.
Shout out Pride Month.
Pride Month. Shout out. But yeah, about 5 more pounds and I'm in this. I'd probably fit it right now. This is before I lost 20 pounds. So I'd probably.
You've lost 20 pounds, Andy?
Yeah, dog. Since I started this whole keto. I mean, I was pounding on some jelly beans before Alex got here, but.
He was.
This whole keto thing, I've lost like 20 pounds and I lose like 4 more pounds and I gain 4 more pounds back and I gain another 5 and I lose 10. And so I'm just, now I'm going to the gym. So I'm starting to like go not as heavy on keto because I still need some like energy and carbs for like my life. Yeah. So I'm just trying to figure that out now that we're implementing the gym into my life. So I went in and we're random, like we're going Monday right after I got back from Twin Falls. So I was like, fuck. And just bought those new cars, you know, and did all that. And then I come back and it's like first thing Monday morning at 6 a.m. Let's go. I'm like, oh, God. So I just paid for a 3-month membership list in full. Like, let's just do this and we'll see what happens. But
well,
David's back.
Andy's
haunted. Yep. This whole house is haunted.
Yeah, we'll talk about the Parasite story next time. And I really think Alex should watch it.
Is it on HBO?
It is on Hulu.
Okay, I can watch it.
And it's for not even so much just for this, the content of this podcast and my story.
It's just a good movie.
It's just a fucking wonderful movie.
Wait, are there subtitles?
Yes, it's all South Korean. And it won Best Picture, it won Best Director, it won Best Everything that whatever was it, 2019. But it won Best Picture, Best Director, Best Screenplay, Best Everything.
Yeah, I'll probably watch it Sunday night before I head to bed.
It's really fucking good. And we'll talk about what happened with my house.
Sounds good. Until next week.
Spooky. Okay.